season 2, episode 5. Whoa! So today we're going to speak with Ivana Kostic, all the way from Serbia, and she is the co-founder of HealthTech Lab, where she's working extremely hard to break down the mentality silos and building a viable health tech ecosystem. And with that in mind, I would like to dive deep into the interview. Hello, Ivana. It's a pleasure to have you here on the Digital Head Voice. And I was introduced to you by my colleague, Ryan. And when I was having the opportunity to, you know, to look what you've been up to, because I love to take a moment to research my guests before we get started. And you've been doing some really amazing things, especially in Serbia, where, you know, we're seeing Serbia evolving constantly. We're seeing Serbia even getting involved directly into the medtech world, you know, adventure as well, where we had a meeting there, like an event earlier on this year. So there's quite a lot happening there, and I'm really, really excited and curious. But my big question for you, and the classic question that we ask to many of our guests, Ivana, is like, what's your digital health journey, and what brought you to the Digital Health Voice in the first place? Like, how did you end up on a podcast? Tell me more about it.
First of all, thank you so much for the invitation, Stefan. All the fault goes to Ryan from the medtech world. So it was his kind introduction that brought me here to this broadcast, and hopefully to collaboration between Serbia and Malta in the health and medtech ecosystems. And actually, I did my PhD in bioengineering, so it's very peculiar that I'm actually in the digital health at the moment. But while I was in Boston during the second part of my PhD, I actually did part of a side event, which is a hackathon, pediatric hackathon, which was really an amazing event. And in actually, besides the event in Boston, I quickly learned that they're outsourcing this event in many other countries. So it was interesting to organize it in my own country, in Serbia, which we did. But at the time, it was really the whole focus in Serbia was on IT and robotics. And we just wanted to use this knowledge and technological background to use it for healthcare problems and challenges. And actually, this is how we merged IT with health, and basically created an event which was resolving problems for patients in Serbia in the digital health. And basically, while the event was a huge success, we quickly realized that there is no ecosystem support in Serbia, and we decided to create, which is today HealthTech Lab, the ecosystem support, where we develop linkages that are not existing and supporting the development of the existing linkages in order to support innovations in digital health, but then also med health and biotech as well. So it was really exciting journey. And of course, it was further developed to an award and a project, which is actually to develop HealthTech Lab chapters in other developing countries. And also this is another advantage of the digital world, where this is actually the first step, and also the moment which enables further developments. The first step is always the digital, especially in the developing country settings. And also it makes the connectivity better and the exchange of information and so on. So basically all the mentoring and funding could be distributed from the developed countries into the developing countries in this way. And actually this model that we developed was in 2020 awarded from the UN-based International Telecommunication Union for the best ecosystem practice. And so we are further ongoing on this path.
Wow, quite a story there, Ivana. Like quite a lot going on. And even like what really struck me is the work that you're doing to develop an ecosystem. Once I had a discussion with someone who said, no, you shouldn't use the word ecosystem, you should use the word environment, the surrounding environment. It really struck me, because I think that an ecosystem is a really good way to explain, because it's, you know, because it's like there is like this element of symbiosis where you have different aspects growing together, growing in parallel, not necessarily one after each other, it might be at the same time, and helping each other, creating a wonderful environment. So these two terms are not really exclusive of one another, but they are really integral part. And I'm sure, and I'm very confident, Ivana, that your efforts to building this ecosystem will become fruitful and will result something amazing to create like an ideal environment for digital health and medtech to, and even better health tech to thrive in Serbia. But I am really curious about Health Tech Lab. I was going through the YouTube, I was seeing a number of events, live streaming. I saw your colleague Damian. Is that correct?
Yes,
is Damian your yeah. And I was like really reading like and even listening some of the, of course I don't understand everything because some of it was in Serbian. I know a couple of words in Serbian because I have the opportunity to play handball and I'm surrounded by Serbian colleagues there at handball. So I grasp a couple of words here and there. But tell me more about Health Tech Lab. And I'm really interested in knowing how you interact, especially with other healthcare organizations or patients or even health professionals, doctors. How do you make this magic happen, so to speak?
Perfect. Yeah, so I might use the word environment from now on, but we're also using here now a supercluster, and I hope I'll get to that point. Damian, as you mentioned, he is another co-founder of Health Tech Lab. So at the event that I just mentioned, the hackathon that we organized in Serbia, he was at the time the president of the Patient Association of Serbia. Now he's the honorary president, but he's also the founder of the Blue Circle, the association of the patients with diabetes. And definitely everything that we do is happening around patients and resolving the challenges that they may have. And in this case, we have created really a wonderful network of enthusiastic people, starting from students, engineers, designers, business people that are all involved in resolving these challenges of patients and doctors. And basically, we created a system, or what is today a supercluster within the USAID funding projects. So it basically has its own structure and management team and the advisory board and working groups and so on. And basically, we have created targeted activities that are supporting the development of innovations in health in Serbia, including actually the hospitals that are serving as the testing ground for innovations and sometimes even funding support, also clinical trial, playground, and so on. And basically the doctors and everyone from the medical staff is involved in the whole process of development of those innovations with their comments, with their suggestions, with their mentoring, and so on. But also we are creating part of the community that is serving like a business angels with a funding support, with business advice, with finances, and so on. And this was actually the critical part in our own ecosystem. So the startups, not only in health, but overall within the ecosystem, really lack this knowledge and like part in their mind that was dedicated to communication with investors, with knowledge and experience in this field. And actually the supercluster is really focusing all its efforts to strengthening these connections, to strengthening communication, to attracting investors, to building up the knowledge and experience that will stay with the future mentors for future innovations, because we really need this like experience and transfer of knowledge and so on. So I would say that we had great experiences of also students from medicine and doctors developing their own innovations. So this is also another opportunity. And I think Health Tech Lab enabled them to actually open up and like share their ideas, because up to now we had huge silos within the institutions. And like doctors were only doing their hospital work and students were only studying. And now I think we're trying to break the silos between institutions, really making multidisciplinary ground as a baseline for innovation, and also just breaking down the silos for communication and giving opportunity for biologists, for pharmacists, for doctors with ideas to actually develop their own innovations and like give them the opportunity to live a different kind of life where they can develop their own solutions, more or less.
Wow, Ivan, I mean, there's, you know, quite a handful and there's quite a lot going on. And I even like this, that you mentioned this thing that we need to break down the silos, you know, and this is happening everywhere, not just in Serbia, it's happening in Malta, it's happening in France, Germany, Italy, wherever. Like this idea of breaking down silos, because we're developing such a dynamic world, we're developing such a world where we're moving from one place to another. We're not kind of stuck to the idea that we live in one place for 50 years only. Like this idea that we have to move and we have to be mobile, even within that same country. You know, so in Malta, it's a small country, so you really, there's nowhere where to get lost. But in a country like Germany, where you have to move around, or in a country like Serbia, where you have to maybe move from Belgrade to Novi Sad, there is a distance. So it's a totally different story. You know, you can't just say, all right, there's one system in one place and there's another system in another place. So these ideas that we have to move, and it's not just the silos of data, for example, or the silos of systems, but the silo even of mentality, that it has to happen this way because we know this is the only way to do it. And then there's another place, this is the way to do it because we have known, and this is the way, we didn't have these breakdown of like mentality silos as well, which I'll kind of, it's a new word that we can coin, mentality silo. Something to think about there. But I want to hear a bit more, Ivan, about the supercluster. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning this before. You might have mentioned some hints here and there, but I'd love to hear some more details, especially like, because super, you know, when you hear like cluster, supercluster, some of our audience might get a bit lost and they start wondering, what is this? Is this some special spaceship which takes us, you know, to some planet which is 20 light years away? So just give us a bit of an overview of how the supercluster changes the way people work, especially in health tech.
Yes, so we are actually still exploring the possibilities of the meaning of this world, of this word. So I guess, and I hope we will get with the multiple other applications, because this is what it's all about, to discover and to actually create a platform where we share knowledge, we share experiences, we attract people from different fields in order to support innovations in health. So currently, or up to now, this was the platform that was live platform in terms of gathering people from different areas within the events, and in that way, breaking silos, enabling them to communicate, to interact, to make projects, to make collaborations, and so on. But in the future, we'd like also to have a digital platform, which will enable actually all of these interactions in a digital setting in Serbia. But then, as you mentioned, it's also important to share information and interact with many other countries, because we do share same challenges and maybe a little bit different opportunities and experiences, which we could exchange also in this way. And I truly believe, and I envision Health Tech Lab either as a supercluster or in any different way, as really a global network that could, you know, act locally, but then also be a global network for connection and exchange of mentoring and funding and experiences and knowledge and podcasts like this. So definitely an interconnected world for health tech and development of innovations in health. I think we also seen in the last 2 years that basically we do need health to reach every corner of the world and like innovative solutions. But also that we want to give opportunity to also every corner of the world to develop their own innovations, because the challenges are sometimes in health really specific for a specific region, and maybe There is not enough resources, there is not enough knowledge, there is not enough experience of how to develop some targeted solution. And this is where we want Health Tech Lab to assist and enable that and basically cross this gap that is happening in the world currently to have this gap of innovation in health across the world.
Wow. You know, and this naturally brings me to the next question. What does the future look like for digital health and medtech? And how does Health Tech Lab fit into the picture? You know, how do you see it kind of coming in and contributing to this possibly global future of digital health and medtech, but even also the future? I'd love to listen like practical examples, especially in Serbia, how Health Tech Lab has really kind of, how it has already kind of started shaping the future of digital health and medtech. The floor is yours.
Perfect, yes. So I would say that the digital is definitely the baseline of everything else that is coming. And it's the first step of the development of the ecosystem or environment or supercluster, because it's the baseline and it's, let's say, the closest result that we can get, and the products can really quickly reach the market with little risk and investment and so on. But definitely the higher goal is to enable development of innovations that are coming from medtech and biotech as well. And that definitely requires additional funding and time and resources and so on. And this is something that we're seeing also in the Serbian ecosystem, where the government and the whole ecosystem is really focusing on developing biotech and basically therapeutics and solutions that are in this area as well. And definitely the future will be also in the interaction of the all that I mentioned until now, which is some kind of interaction of health tech and biotech. So like basically having digital solutions that are interacting or assisting the biosystems, or using the data and analyzing them from the biosystems as a source, or interconnecting the health globally through telemedicine, and something that we're also seeing in Serbia and globally. But definitely, I would say that besides the digital health, that is the first step, and that is, let's say, the closest step in the near future. Something that biotech is offering is a long-term goal, and this interaction between health tech and biotech solutions, I think it's really coming on its way. From some of the examples, there are really a lot of them, and most of them in Serbia currently is from health tech, but I'm really, really excited as technology transfer manager and world tech consultant at the Institute for Molecular Genetics in Serbia, to say that there is really a huge potential lying in biotech solutions, from different diagnostic tools to therapeutics, from antiviral, antibacterial solutions to really precision and personalized medicine. And this is really where the field is going. And all of this personalized and precision medicine is really, really at the interaction of health tech and biotech. So I'm really also curious to see the future realizing itself and where we can really use all of these solutions. It will probably still take some time to develop and be at the reach.
Wow, Ivana. And I mean, the future is really exciting, definitely. And if people like you still keep going on in Serbia, definitely Serbia has a wonderful future ahead of us. Ahead of them to kind of reach all these amazing goals. And I'm confident that yes, Malta will succeed, Serbia will succeed, and will succeed because we will work together. It's that simple. If we decide not to work together, then it will be even more difficult to succeed. And that is part of the adventure that we have ahead of us, to break the mentality silo. You know, of that of you know, like we're acting local but at the same time thinking global as well. So I have one last surprise for you.
Wow.
And this surprise basically involves you having 1 minute to raise awareness on any topic of your choice. It doesn't have to be necessarily healthcare, but you have this 1 minute and the timer starts now.
Wow, so this is a surprise, but my first thought is actually about involving more women in STEM, in science, technology, all the sciences and technological areas all over the world. So I know that there are challenges that are specific also in this field for every ecosystem, but I do give support for all small steps that are happening. And I would like to also invite people from Malta to get involved and mentor their local students or women around them and just give them support to get in the field or to get this kind of mentoring support to actually continue and to thrive in business and science.
Wow, unique. You stuck to the 1 minute.
In 1 minute.
And you barely had like 20 seconds. But I kind of actually, I had a feeling that that might have come up, and it has happened, because I know, like, even if you just look up the activity on LinkedIn, you are contributing so much to these discussions, and that's really great that you've taken this 1 minute and raised awareness again on this topic, because it's definitely unique. You are definitely the first woman to mention this, so in our 30 episodes of the Digital Head Voice. So with that in mind, Hvala, and thank you so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
And I'd like to invite our audience here who were listening to us or seeing us to follow us on our social channels, on MedTechWorld, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. But you can also find us on your favorite podcast player. So if you look up the Digital Head Voice, you will find us. We're literally on 10 different platforms, including recently Amazon, you know, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, and you will definitely find us there. If not, reach out to us and we'll try to solve that. And now, just brand new, we also have digitalheadvoice.com. So if you write that up, you also go into our podcast portal. Thank you, Ivana, and see you at the next interview.